Gracious Father, we thank you for this morning. Your grace has made us to see and to be in your house. We want to thank you for the week that ended yesterday. All your protections, your provisions, your healings, your favor and your blessings, both spiritually and physically. Thank you, Lord, for the services and the blessings we receive from them. We are grateful to you. Lord, we thank you for bringing us to your house this morning. And thank you for the blessings we have received since we came. Lord, we thank you for the blessings in the Sunday school. Thank you for the worship service and special numbers. We are grateful to you for everything your grace has accomplished in our midst. We bless your name. As we are in your presence, we have come to receive more from you today. We pray, living God, that you will condition our hearts to receive from you. And Lord, we ask that you will sanctify and inspire and anoint every vessel we use in your presence today, both here and everywhere where the saints will gather together. May your hands be upon your people. May you be their strength, be their inspiration. And the hearers, Lord, we pray, Father, you condition every heart also. And Lord, sanctify every heart, sanctify every ear that we hear, that may hear, O God, with revelation, and receive your word with revelation. May your word do our souls good, Father. Pray that you heal the sick and the afflicted, both those that are present, those in the hospital, those in their homes, wherever they are, O God, may you send your angel of healing to touch your people and make them whole, Father. Grant it, King of glory. And those who are bereaved at this time, we ask that you will be their comfort also. Thank you for the wedding of yesterday and the success of the same. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for joining message you gave to those who came and those who have returned back to their destination. Those who are still behind to return later, we pray you also take them home safely when going. Thank you, gracious Father, as we hand over the rest of the day into your hand, that you take the preeminence. Be with your servants that have gone to Bagatari. May you be their strength and inspiration. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Can please be seated. Yeah, let's letter here of appreciation said, as we reflect on the joyous occasion of our wedding, we are overwhelmed with gratitude for the incredible love, support, and prayers we receive from our home church. We are especially grateful to our pastor, ministers, and every member for the beautiful and meaningful ceremony that centered our marriage on God's promises and purpose. Your words of wisdom and blessings will forever remain etched in our hearts. To everyone who prayed, gave gifts, volunteered, and celebrated with us, thank you for being such an integral part of our lives. Your kindness and generosity have touched us deeply, and we feel truly blessed to be part of such a loving and supportive church family. As we embark on this new chapter of our lives, we carry your love and prayers with us. We look forward to continuing to grow in faith alongside you and contributing to the wonderful work God is doing amongst the bride. With all our love and gratitude, God bless you richly, the entire Adara family. Well, we have greetings from Sister Anne Ogu, is sent through Sister Mudukwe Adedichi. Sister Yemi Adesanya sent her greetings to the church for, I don't know whether anybody went there physically, but maybe perhaps, maybe a couple of people sent tokens to her. sent our appreciation and saying God bless you all. Papa Majashan called, I think about 2 days ago, and sent his greetings to the church from Akure. I was thinking that he is speaking from Ilorin, but he said he has moved to Akure late last year. So for those of us that know him, he's now in Akure with the wife. We want to welcome the visitors with us. Brother Edwin, who is Brother Edwin? Oh, God bless you, welcome. Christ has come. God bless you, can be seated. I didn't know. Right. Then we have the in-laws of the Adaras here, yeah? Mr. Emmanuel Akega. God bless you, sir. You're welcome, sir. We also have Mr. Dennis Akega. God bless you, sir. You're welcome, sir. Yeah. We trust that the riches of God's grace will be with you. And we pardon our weakness or failures, whatever. We trust that everything will be fine. For those of us that are a bit frequent or acquainted with the brethren in Labadi, Ghana, Bratim spoke with me on Wednesday to say that one of the sisters we used to know in Labadi, in person of Sister Esther Soa, went to be with God early Tuesday morning. Just a few people that will know. I'm not Akosowa now, but this is it's like she's been here before, a bit huge, and she was sick for a while, and by Monday she was very weak. The blood, the sugar, whatever was low, and which that was propped up, but in the course of the treatment by Tuesday morning, she went to be with the Lord. I've spoken with the husband, and he sent his greetings to the church. I also spoke with Brad Tim. He sent me a message, and I called him. And also chatted with the son. I know the son, the girl, the twins, but I've not been able to contact. Also this morning, we also get to know that one of the people we know in Lagos, as in a Woro church, he's been down for some time. That is a person of Sister Tony Obi. So very early this morning too, she went to be with the Lord. And I spoke with Bradley, and when I heard, he first spoke to the evangelist, and I called him and spoke. And I've called the husband, but he couldn't pick when I called to get him after the service. These are people that we have journeyed together in this journey for some time, but their time has come as God has appointed for them. Shall we just bow our heads? Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you, dear God, that you are the Father of life, You are the one that gives, and you are the one that takes away. We want to think, Lord, about these precious people that have been with us, Lord, for some time, for some years, that we have been together in the faith, and they have demonstrated to be your children. And Lord, it has come to the time that you allotted for them, and you have called them home. Remember their husbands. Remember Brother Tony, remember Brother Ben Soa, and the families. We pray you will be with them. Be their strength at this time, and help them through all that they have to go through. May you, O Jehovah God, Lord, silence the enemy that will not use the advantage to push anything negative unto them. May the Holy Spirit minister comfort unto each of them. Grant it, Eternal Father. I want to at this time remember those who are very sick at this time, where that the angel of the Lord will go wherever they are and touch them and revive them and bring them to good and perfect health again. Grant it, dear Father, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. We want those who have their birthdays this week that ended yesterday, including this morning, to kindly rise so that we sing happy birthday for them. One, two, three. If I'm not mistaken, we have two sisters and a brother. Because I believe the boy is standing. Yeah. That's Chidoze Ogo. So sing happy birthday for the two sisters and the brother. The sisters will sing for the brother, and then the brothers will sing for the sisters. It's good. I heard that Manatu, because we are just standing and others are standing. If you want to sing for everyone standing in that place, they will sing for plenty of people too. You should have just stepped away from them and stand. So we'll sing for Manasoko, Chidoze, and then Sister Olalekan, and then Sister Dunjo. Happy birthday. To take some little medication to put the body in shape. I had some strong headaches and some feverish condition with cold and things, and I had to use some medications for the same, and the drugs took a little toll on the body, and decided to take today off to rest the body. So as a result of that one, we'll be having our Papa Evangelist, Ayodele Babalola. Shall we rise up on our feet? Reach out and our heart, O Lord, may the atmosphere be conducive for the Holy Spirit.
Take away the eyes of these people from man. May they look away from man. May they look away to Jesus. Have your way, Heavenly Father. I'm only standing in for your servant this morning, who has been so faithful by your grace upon his life to stand for the pastor, Heavenly Father. Lord, this 1 year thus far, we pray, Lord, for more of your grace upon him, more leadership, more divine wisdom from above. Help our pastor, Lord, that at your own time, Lord, he will fully recover strength back to return back to his post of deity. Help me to be faithful. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Speak to our heart, O Lord. Minister unto our needs, O Lord. Our needs differ just as we differ facially. Help us, our Father. Have your way, O Lord. Take the preeminence. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Turn backsliders unto you. The one that has gone astray, like the prodigal son, from the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, touch their heart, Lord. Walk upon the sinners, Heavenly Father. May your word not stand against us on that day, Lord. Hear the sick and the afflicted. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, our Father. We worship and adore your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While we are here standing, shall we please sing? Let me see. Is it 193 now? All right. 193. The unveiled Christ. to read from two places. First, let's go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. I read this one, you see that, then we turn to the next book in the Bible. Ephesians chapter 1 from verses 15 to 23. Wherefore, I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding be open, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory and what is the riches of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of the mighty power, of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at the right hand in the heaven, in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not in this world, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And I put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. Let's turn to the book of St. Luke. You can have your seat. St. Luke, chapter 24. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Read from verses 25 to 31. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Amen. The Lord bless his word this morning to our heart. God bless you. Well, it falls my Lord this morning as it is pleasing unto God, when I was informed that I should take the service this morning, I said, Lord, let your will be done. It's on condition there that if it was fine by yesterday, and it means I will sit down and listen to you, the associate pastor, to preach. But after the wedding service this yesterday, I asked him, how about tomorrow? He said, I should see, go ahead, that you want to rest in the body. God bless you. I thought that one word will be dropped that you meet with our needs. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just bear with me a little. You know, every church member wants to listen to their pastor preach. That's normal, as usual. But bear with me as I am following my Lord this morning. God bless you. I don't want to be nervous. I want to be steady. And I trust that the Almighty God will help me. In his own way. You just have to bear with me. Whichever way you walk, as long as it's the word of God, just bear with me. Praise be to God. Every foul spirit is brought under subjection. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, sir. Praise the Lord. So the title of our sermon this morning is The Mighty Conqueror. It is one of the Easter messages the prophet preached. The Easter season of, he preached others, some of the mighty conqueror, the great mighty conqueror, and things like that. But I'm taking this one from 1956, April 1, 1956. God bless you. As we listen, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, Easter is what settled everything about Christian hope. God bless you. We want to look at these two disciples here this morning, Cleopas and his friend, on their way to Emmaus, being discouraged. And then my brother will say they were heartbroken. Because the one they trusted that was to redeem Israel had died. They thought there was no more hope for them. Praise the Lord. But we thank the Almighty God that Jesus raised from the dead. Because the grave will not conceal him. He has already said, destroy this temple. And within three days, I will raise it up again. Praise God. God, people have made us to know that Jesus raised up after 3 days. But we thank the Almighty God. Himself said within his mouth, that's Lord Jesus, destroy this temple. When he was speaking there, they thought he was talking about the temple in Jerusalem. That it took them 46 years to build. But he just dropped that in for them in parable. He was talking about the temple of his body. We all know that within 72 hours, which is 3 days, corruption set in a body. Amen? But he said, within 3 days, I will raise it up again. And that's why the one that had the power, he said, I have power to lay down my life. And I have power to raise it up again. He said, no man take his power away from me. He laid his own power, he laid his life down on his own volition. Because it's the resurrection and the life. Amen. He died on Friday evening, Good Friday, around 3 p.m. 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, one day. Is that right? But early morning, the Bible said before daybreak, there was a great earthquake. An angel of God came down from heaven, and every place shook. Even the centurion and the soldiers that are watching the grave, they trembled.
They trembled. And they came. And with his finger, he rolled away the stone. Amen. Something that was sealed by the Roman seal, which nobody dare break it. He came and rolled away the stone. And when the two women came and were looking for him, sir, oh, the BP, it was an empty tomb. Oh, we don't know where our master is, our Lord laid. Who has taken him away? But the angel said, women, you are looking for the living among the dead. Behold, he is not here. He is risen from the dead. Go and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead, and that he will go ahead to them, I mean, before them to Galilee. There they will meet at the within. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to make us to know how did that angel knew that he was to meet them in Galilee. What they say? That angel was there when Jesus was speaking to the disciples. Praise be to God. I said, many philosophers have spoken great, great swelling words. He said, but death certainly for them. Confucius, whatever you want to call it, Muhammad, this one, that one, they are still in their grave. Their bones are rotting there till today. But back there in Jerusalem, there is an empty tomb. It's an empty tomb. Praise the Lord. May God help us. Because Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. Please, you can go to paragraph 31. Paragraph 31. 32 now. But never there have been a man outside of Christ who said, I have power to lay my life down and take it up again. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever he speaks, he has never failed at any time. Because he is God. Amen and amen. That's the one beautiful thing, the one beautiful thought about Christianity. And even today, that as we speak of the gospel, we don't have to take a hearsay or historical thing about it, because it can be proven right here this morning that Jesus Christ lives and reigns, and has raised from the dead, and is alive forevermore. After 2,000 years, he is just as present as he was when he was walking in Galilee. Hallelujah. With his disciples, doing the same thing, performing the same miracles, showing the same mercy. Hallelujah. Preaching the same gospel, is not dead, but alive forevermore. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What happy hearts that ought to make Christendom be today, to know that it is not some curious philosophy that we are understanding, but it is the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 35 now. 35. What a marvelous day it must have been for Cleopas and his friend. It was a beautiful Easter morning, the first Easter morning. Broken hearted as they went along the road. Praise God. The Bible said they were ignorant and unlearned men. His apostles, they might have not known much about botany. They might have not have known much about a mathematics or algebra or anything of that sort of our modern education. They might not have known much about that, but they knew him. And that is the main thing. To know him is eternal life. Praise the Lord. Remember that, Christian friend and sinner friend, here this morning, to know Christ is life. Not to know education, but to know Christ is life. Listen, many people go and they learn a catechism. They think that is life. Many people go and learn the Bible. They think that is life. Many people know the doctrine of their church. They think that is life. All these things are good. But to know him personally, as your personal individual savior, that is life. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You must realize yourself a sinner. That is the reason why Jesus Christ came. He became you that you might become him. The Bible said he became sin for us. Who knew no sin? By his death now, we become the very righteousness of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. May God help us. So it is individual personal relationship with Christ. Not me and my wife. Not me and my husband. Not me and my friend. It is you as an individual. Because God is not dealing with the Gentiles as a group, as an organization, as a church. He is dealing with the Gentiles as individual. That is the thing that was registered in your heart. God only deal with a nation. And that is Israel. Are you following me? He deal with Israel as a nation. But God is dealing with the Gentiles as individual. So no matter what is happening around you and what is going on around you, whether family life, whether society life, whether in the nation, it is you as an individual that is going to give account of yourself unto the Lord Jesus Christ. What did you do with his word? May God help us, church. And that is life. To know, and that alone, to know it, it is good to know your catechism. Everybody knows that now. In our various denominations where we come from now. Catechism, you learn it often, and then you go for exam. When you pass, then they will baptize you according to their doctrine of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which is contrary to the word of God. Then you become a member of that church. Then they will give you a certificate. Anywhere you go, you present it in your denomination branches. But we are talking about knowing Christ as your Lord and your Savior, washed in his blood. When you correctly confess your sin, and remember this, let me say, you cannot come to Jesus except God the Father said, draw you unto him. And he said, all the Father has given to me will come unto me. And they that come unto me, I will in no wise. No matter what happens, that come, let go what will. Individual that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Then he said, Father, no man can come to me, verse 44 of John 6, no man can come to me except my Father will send me, draw him. The thing is this, he said, all that the Father has given to me, I should lose none of them. So I want to assure you this morning, if you're a Christian, you are secure. In that name of Jesus Christ, through the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, that you are secure that as he lives, so you live also. That is the promise that he gave unto us. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That in the last day, I should lose none of them, but in the last day, I should raise them up. Glory be to God. And he's the great shepherd of the sheep. Amen and amen. And no shepherd, we want to lose any of the sheep. Are you following me? So Jesus Christ is the shepherd over his own flock. His own flock are his own, no, is his own church. What is church? Church is the called out. Church is not a group. Like the Sunday school teacher said this morning. That is what our prophet taught us. Are you following me? The church is a called out people. Individual, separate the color of the world and the things of the world and call into Christ. When you realize yourself who you are as a sinner, lost, and you know that Jesus was made the propitiation for your sin. Hallelujah. He was that substitutional lamb that was laid in the garden as a shadow. Amen. Which was speaking about him, the real object that God had in mind. Because Jesus was the Lamb of God that was slain before God said, let there be light. Are you following me? Before the foundation of the world, Jesus, the Lamb of God, God thought of it. Amen. And he spoke it. And there are people's names that were written in that last book of life. Slain before the foundation of the world. By God's own foreknowledge. By God's own predestination. By God's own election. By God's own choosing. He has chosen us in him. Before the foundation of the world. God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, and so that we can be conformed and be adopted sons and daughters of God. God for you, it is not now that God Almighty is compiling names. Those who will be saved, those who are going to be in that first class, as we had this morning a portion of it, they can never be lost. God for you, before the foundation of the world, nothing can remove their names out of that book of life. The only people who will be deceived are those ones, according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, those whose names were not written in that last book of life that was laid before the foundation of the world. That is the word of the living God. May God help us this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So these disciples, they were so brokenhearted. Oh my. Hallelujah. On that Easter morning, they will testify. Let me read. On that Easter morning, 38 now, please. They went along. They were brokenhearted. The man that they thought and they had trusted in, the one that they had. No, their thought was going to be the savior of Israel. The one that they had trusted to be the coming king had been miserably mistreated, dead, crucified, buried, and a seal put upon, his grave with the daring of the Roman garrison. Nobody dare go and broke that seal. Because the Pharisees, the religious leaders, after Jesus was buried, then they went to Pilate. He said, look, that religious fanatic, when he was here, said he was going to raise from the dead. Please permit us to go and see that place so that the disciples will not come by night and steal him away. Are you there? So that the last day will be worse than the former. He said, okay, I give you permission. And they put there the Roman seal that no man dare broke it. But thank God, So these disciples, they thought all was gone. No more hope. They have led their denominations. They have led their creeds. They have led their dogmas. But thank God on that day, Jesus rose from the dead. And the soldier, even the centurion, they trembled. And they ran to the religious leaders. And the Bible taught us, look, truly, the man is risen. Then they said, the Bible says, and they gave this soldier large sum of money from the church treasury and said, take this, seal your mouth. When the matter comes to Pilate, we will secure you. Just said that we were sleeping. When the disciples came and steal him away, how did you know when you were sleeping? That such a thing happened. And that agreed in Google in that time to today. But we thank God, he rose from the dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let me also know, he was given up for our sins and was raised up for our justification. That believing in him, you and I, we have eternal life. That is the word of the living God. May God help us. So they were so heartbroken. Anyone that went and break that seal, it was capital punishment for that person. That was penalty. The woman said, even Mary, the mother, is the loved mother. Listen now. Though she stood there, she stood and saw him stripped down naked before the people, beaten to the pulp before, and his bones in his hands parted by the cruel Roman nails, and all these things, and disgrace, and heard him screaming for mercy as he died, thinking, surely, now Mary was thinking, surely that no man of that caliber could ever die such a death. But God works all things together for the good. He must fulfill the scriptures. Though it was hard as a human being, for Mary, why should it be like this? We are going to see further how she was going to the well and the angel met her. He had to bring him down. And as I said this morning, how will you have confidence in your loved ones ever raising from the dead if we only had Enoch, who was translated, and Elijah, who went home to heaven in a chariot? If we only had them, we would be miserable. If it was only Enoch and Elijah, the one translated and the one that went to heaven in a chariot of fire, if that is only hope, then we are of all men most miserable. But we thank God the dead is raised. Jesus raised from the dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But this man died, that's Jesus Christ now, he died until the sun knew he was dead. He died until the moon and stars knew he was dead. There was a great earthquake on that day. Amen. The sun refused to shine. Oh, rocks, burst forth from the rock. Like that. Because the Son of God died. May God help us. Because he died is because we live. He died. He was mistreated. He came into the world by the way of a barn. No place to lay his head. When he came on earth, and he was so rejected by the people, he didn't have a place to die. The earth refused him. The heavens couldn't have it because it was coming a sinner, not with his own sin, hallelujah, but with our sins upon him. he was bearing the sins of the world upon him. So he was rejected in heaven. And he was rejected in heaven, and the earth didn't want him. And they had to lift him up between heaven and earth and let him die outside of heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. That's our Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a Savior! How could you turn down such a person as that? There is no Savior like Jesus. No other Savior. Because the Bible tells us to know there is no salvation in any other. Neither is there any other name under this heaven whereby man must be saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavens bow before him. The earth bow before him. All creatures bow before him. May God help us. What a Savior. I'm in paragraph 42, please. Hallelujah. How can you reject such a person for modern theology or the person of people? God help us. When you know that you go to stand in his presence in that day of judgment and give an answer for your life, and give an account for your life, how can you reject him? God help us. Oh my. God won't hold you responsible for being a sinner. He will hold you responsible for rejecting the way out. Hey, you can't help being a sinner. You were born, your nature is a sinner. But you can help it. Jesus made the way for you. You are born defeated. You came to this world lying, speaking lies. In the world of sin and shame. Hallelujah. You came here, you're a drunkard. You came here, you're a liar. And no liar will enter heaven. No drunkard will enter heaven. No matter what church you belong to, that is the word of the living God. You worship idol. No idolator will enter heaven. No fornicator will enter heaven. No adulterer, no adulteress will enter heaven. Are you with me? No cheat will enter heaven. No murderer will enter heaven. But Jesus paid it all for you and me with his own shed blood on the cross of Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive forevermore. Praise the Lord. So there's a way out for you. God, Jesus is the only way out. It is not the will of God for any man to die. But one thing is this: God knew those who would be saved. God knew those who would not be saved before the foundation of the world. But he wants all men to be saved. Are you there? That is God now, because he's infinite. He knows the end from the beginning. Look at it this way. There were two boys of the same parents. Twins were born the same day. Esau and Jacob. And before they were born, formerly, the mother was barren. It took 20 years. He had to, when she was now found, something is within me now, moving now. And then there was trouble now. The two of them were fighting. Then you had to go to God and inquire. Today, people don't go to God to inquire. God still speaks today. Today, people go to Babalawo, people go to native doctors to inquire. Let me tell you, they will fail you. The only one you can consult today is this Bible. Look, all your problems to be solved is in this Bible. Yes, sir. When she went to God to inquire, why is this thing happening to me like this? If God has visited me and taken away my reproach of barrenness. Then Jehovah God spoke back to him. Jehovah still speaks today. I said, Jehovah still speaks today. Let me tell you, if you say you are a believer of the message of Yahweh, and you are still proclosing into places, you go to a so-called prophet. Let me tell you, there is no vindicated prophet today upon the face of the earth except this seven church age messenger. And I want you to know, prophets are not named. Prophets are not promoted as prophets. Prophets are born from their mother's womb. Are you following me? Prophets are not made. You cannot just appoint somebody to be a prophet. Maybe he has one kind of dreams and things like that, they come to pass, and then you make him a prophet. Prophets are not made. Prophets are born prophets from their mother's womb. We have scriptures for it. God told Jeremiah, before you are from your mother's womb, God told Jeremiah, I've already made you a prophet of the nations. John the Baptist, the first forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ, 800 years before he was born, God spoke of him through Isaiah the prophet. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, talking of John the Baptist, 800 years before then. Hallelujah. So God told this, the woman, Rebecca, their mother, the mother of these two boys, Israel and Jacob, that two nations of people are in your womb. The elder shall serve the younger. Follow me, please. We are talking about redemption. We are talking about Jesus. We are talking about God's own following to know who will be saved and who will not be saved. And in Malachi, God spoke about Esau and Jacob. The people, they were quoting God Almighty. You didn't love us. You didn't love us. You are treating us this way. I didn't love you. You, Israel, that I chose to be my people. I neglected other people, I chose to be my people. Oh my. See? It was not Esau, Jacob's brother. Was Esau, not Jacob's brother. And I hated Esau and loved Jacob. Is there any unrighteousness with God? When the Bible says the two of the boys, before they ever knew between right and wrong, between good and bad, God has already spoken it before they were born, that I loved Jacob and I hated Esau. Twins from a mother, a righteous mother and a righteous father. Think of that amazing grace. It was God's own foreknowledge. That's why Esau forfeited his birthright in them days, and some people are still practicing that today, that the firstborn son in the family will heir the whole thing that the father had. But now, Esau rejected his birthright, but Jacob, he longed for it. May God help us, church. We know these things, but let God speak to the people. Are you following me? I said we know these things, but let God speak to the people. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that is the thing. So those who be saved, God foreknew them before the foundation of the world. You can be included this morning if you can see yourself in the mirror of God's word. Amen. Because salvation is from the Lord, from earth to glory. It is not what somebody has done. It is grace. It is God's election. And you cannot be God's election. What God has proposed in his mind, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand. That is the word of God. God bless our soul. Are you with me? God bless you. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So you see what a savior. So it's not the will of God for you to die in your sin and go to hell. And then it's appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. So there is no repentance in the grave. You don't confess your sin to any Reverend Father. Reverend Father himself is a sinner. Pope is a sinner. Even the most holiest person is a sinner born of a woman. The Bible made us to know, can a man bring a clean thing from an unclean thing? No man. It's like a well now that is full of wiggle worms. Full of flow, all these kind of ants and things like that. When you throw your bucket or your doro, whatever you call, we call it in this other side of the country, we call it doro, this rubber something, you drop into your well, when you bring out the water, it is dirty. Any man born of woman is unclean, is unholy, is a sinner, but we thank God the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, which the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of Ephah could not take away sin there. He could only cover it Thank God it was only speaking of that one object. Pointed to that one object. The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, that was slain before the foundation of the world. So, all those things in the Old Testament, you know, when somebody sin and then want to confess, he come to the priest and then bring his lamb now or goat and put his hand upon it according to the scripture. Read your Bible, it's there. You put your hand upon the animal for your sacrifice, for your sin. You put your hand upon it and you confess your sin upon it. Then the priest now will take the knife and put it on the throat and slay it. When he slays the throat now, blood started coming out. And there is the life is in the blood. There is life in the blood. So when the life of the life, which is the blood of the animal, is coming out now, and they just see me like that. This worshiper there knew that this animal has taken my place. Instead of me to die to go to hell, now this one took my place. But because the animal life has no, the animal has no soul. Animal only has spirit, but human being has soul. Are you with me? Human being is the only one, is only among all creatures of God that has soul. But animal has no soul. So the life in that animal and the life of man is higher than that of the animal. So now, the animal that was slain, now when the blood comes out, it only covered the sin. It could not remove it. Immediately the man, the worshiper now, leave that place. If he has committed adultery with his wife, with his neighbor's wife, or he has stolen something, or he has done this, he has done that, he has told lies, he will come now being convicted. He will confess his sin, and then the blood will shed. He will leave that same place and go and do the same thing. But thank God. Thank God. Those were only shadows there. It was only speaking of the real Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, that was slain, I'm still repeating, before the foundation of the world, to take away sin. Hallelujah. So when Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, that's why the prophet is staying here for you and me. Jesus is the only way out. When he died on the cross of Calvary, oh my, when they pierced him, he died in agony. He died of a broken hearted person. Oh my. He said, it's finished. I tell you this one. Jesus said, your sin question is finished. Your Adam for the problem is finished. And what did he do? He gave up the ghost. Amen. He died between heaven and earth. The heaven could not receive it. The earth could not receive it. Because of your sin, because of my sin. Oh my. It's for the purpose. Oh, Mary, the mother came. Oh my. When I was going to the well, that day, the angel met me and told me that, oh, I will conceive in my womb. A virgin. Oh my. I will conceive my womb. And then that only thing that shall be born of you will be called the Son of the Highest. How can this thing be like this? This man now, I mean, that God would treat his child like this, let him maltreat her. Oh, my, it was too much for him. I mean, for Mary. How can it be? When she saw the way Jesus was maltreated, and the people make mockery of him. Oh, my. The passers-by, the religious people, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they were making mockery of him. On his face, which nobody can bear it. Without God in you, it's not easy. But Jesus suffered that for you and me. Mockery spit of human beings that he created to save them. They put rags around him on his face. And they said, prophet, and they smote him, bah! Some smote him in the face, bah! Some gave him, bah, like this. Then some took stick, bah, he said, the Lord of glory. Because of you, because of me. And the religious leaders, the chief priests, passing by, you see now, he saved others. Himself, he cannot save. Thank God. They gave Jesus, our Lord, the greatest compliment that could be given to man. Because what? If Jesus had saved himself, then we are all lost.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Oh, yes. Listen, Baba said, yeah. They were looking for Jesus at any time to turn from the cross. To just get away from the cross. That to just defeat the enemy there. But the word of God cannot be broken. He must fulfill the scriptures to the letter. That's the reason why. Cause be unto any man that was hung on the cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Could you imagine? When he was on the cross, and he was making mockery of him, he called Elias, Elias. Why are thou forsaking me? And so on and so forth. Oh, he's calling for Elias. Let us wait now. Let us see whether Elias, you know, Elijah was going to save him. There were two thieves that were crucified with him. Sinners, thieves. Jesus never stole. Jesus never did any wrong. But he came to die for you. I want to repeat. He became sin for us. Who knew no sin? He was the innocent Lamb of the Almighty God. Oh my. Why the two thieves were there? One on the left turned to him. If you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us also. Hey. What? The second, the one on the right said, few seconds before he gave her the breath, he told her, don't you fear God? We are talking Bible. Don't you fear God? We are suffering for the evil we committed. But this man had never done any evil thing. Then he turned to Jesus Christ. Few seconds. Think of it, my brother, sister. Please do this morning. Few seconds before he gave up the ghost and go to hell. But because God forgave him before the foundation of the world, though there was no opportunity for him, he just turned to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when you get to your kingdom. And Jesus, before he gave up the ghost, said, today you will meet me in paradise. Amazing grace. Because could you imagine two thieves? Go for new that same thief on the right, that he will be saved. And the Bible says, cause be any man that is hung on a tree. When Judas betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ and sold him for 30 pieces of silver, when he found that Jesus could not escape, Jesus could have escaped. Because many times the Bible says, made us to know that he just escaped from their hand. Sometimes, you know, when they wanted to catch him like this, God will, because Jesus is God, until the time was come, he just passed in their midst like this. And their eyes were blinded. Because his hour was not yet come. But when his hour came, Judas, he went to the people, he bargained with the chief priests and religious people. Listen, he knew that many a times Jesus has been escaping from the hands of these people. That day, he just went to them now. How much are you going to give to me? Trade my battle. How much? Okay. They resolved in the 30 pieces of silver. It's money there. I've seen him escape many times. This one now. The Bible made us to know. Judas was the treasurer of the church of Jesus Christ. Are you there? And yet he was a thief. That's why every treasurer in an assembly must be faithful. It is an honest office. Are you there? Treasurer office is an honest office. May God help us. So anybody that is coming with Holy Ghost will be chopping God's money. Thinking he's being good. And if he has running around him, if he has ministers that are loyal to each other, they'll be giving the money to the minister. Pastor will not know. Be merciful. God be merciful. What am I saying? He bargained with them. And then, when he found that Jesus could not escape from their hand, then he went back. He repented, though. This is. But his murder was too late. He went to them. He said, I've betrayed innocent blood. This is your money. He carried it, threw it at them. He said, see it or eat now. See it or eat. You have done your part of the job. Then he went and hung himself on the tree. Are you with me? We thank God for the message. Our prophet said, we used to see people. There with me, we are just reminding ourselves this morning. Are you there? He said, people, you see people. You see, people see three crosses. See me, but there are four. Are you there? Are you with me? Yes, sir. Yeah, this is Jesus. See on the right. See on the left. This is Judas. Let me put it like this, Judas. Are you there? When Jesus rose from the dead, are you with me? When he was going back to heaven, Lord, remember me. When you get to your father's, when you get to your kingdom, when Jesus rose from the dead on that Easter morning, he took the thief on the right, he took him along with him to heaven. Is that the word of God? Judas, when he was going back to her, he took the one on the left along with him. Are you there? Because what? This one was unrepentant. This one repented of his sin. Are you with me? God help us. May God give us revelation of what we are talking about. Praise the Lord. Amen. He saved others. Himself could not save. He had it. They gave him the greatest compliment that could be given unto man. It was a compliment to him. They didn't know it. But I said, they were guilty of putting Jesus to death. Praise the Lord. May God help us. But on that Easter morning, I'm on paragraph 40. I'm on paragraph 46, please. If you are with me there, God bless you. But on Easter morning, when God proved above a shadow of doubt that something more than a philosopher died, something more than a prophet died, man today, in a modern theology, tried to make him preaching a social gospel, just as a philosopher or a good man or a fine scholar, a teacher. He was more than that. He was God himself, made flesh among gods. He was divine. His blood. Yeah, his blood did not come from any mortal man, but it came from the creative blood of Jehovah God, his father, and he was divine. Excuse me, please. And he was divine, and he proved it when he broke the seals of death and rose on the third day. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So please go to 50 now. Go to 50. Go to paragraph 50. And as they journey along on their way down to Emmaus, about a Sabbath day journey, about a couple of miles, I guess, on their road round, walking along the side of the road, they were speaking of his death. I want you to notice just where when they were speaking. Oh, why could it ever happen? How could it ever happen to us? We've left our church now to follow this man who we thought surely would be. Why we saw him raise Lazarus from the grave after he had been dead 4 days, and now how could a man that could raise a dead from the grave ever die? A man that could. But God works in his own way. 51 now. So they were wondering. But while they were thinking on him, He appeared to them. Hallelujah. And that is the way he usually comes to us. When you usually find your greatest blessing, you as wives, when the children is all gone to school. Bear with me, please. Amen. When the children all go to school. Let me see, please. Yeah. When the children go to school and you are out by yourself washing the dishes or something, when you are running the sweeper on the floor or something, when you are sitting eating your lunch, maybe by yourself reading the Bible on the side somewhere, where you are on your road going home in the car, and you are meditating on Him, if we would let the thoughts of our hearts and the meditation of our mind be upon Him, He will appear often to us. But the trouble, we are thinking about where we are going to make the next dollars, and what we are going to do here, and how that this is going to be. Jesus said, all these things will be taken care of. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I hope God is ministering unto us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But as they went along on the road that morning, I can just see them. Oh my, the greatest blow that ever happened to them. Here, they were on the road. They had let their church exterminated for following him. They thought surely he would do something. Triumph there at the grave. Then they were taken from their church. They couldn't return to church anymore, and they would be branded, mocked, laughed, made fun of. That is the way a man does when he really sets out for Christ. He has to cut every short line to walk along with Christ and Him alone. Are we there? And men and women of the world who has ever amounted to anything are men and women who have predominantly taken Christ for their Savior and stood alone in their decision. Amen and amen. It will be the same thing. It will be the same way with every man here this morning, or every woman, boy or girl. If you ever wish to amount to anything, go forward with God. Don't trust your church. Don't trust your preacher, your rabbi, your priest, but stand alone in Christ Jesus. It is the only way you can do it. Is to go forward with Christ. But when you are going with the crowd, then you are not in line in the will of God. Are you with me? Students here this morning, let's speak to ourselves one more time. May God help us. I said, may God help us. You see, it's hard on me to say this, but let me say it anyhow. It's not for anything, but it's for your good. Let me say this. When you are painting your lips, what are you? You are making yourself a bait for the sinners, for your lecturers, for your co-students, whether in your college, whether in your university, whether in your anything. When you are painting your lips, I don't care whatever you want to call it, wet lip or no wet lip. Remember again, I want to remind you, One woman, only one woman, painted her face, painted her lips, put eyelashes. Listen to me in the name of the Lord. You see all kind of rubbish we are doing today. There's an unseen eye watching you. One seen eye watching you. Papa may not be there. Mama may not be there. Let me tell you, boys and girls, you are taught right. And you know better. So anything you are doing, that is your own decision. And your decision is not in line with the word of the living God. You're only making your bait. You're only making yourself a bait. Because the people you are doing, you are painting your lips to. You are not painting your lips for Christians, believers, sons of God, to look at you. They will look at you as a dog in it. But you are only painting your lips to entice sinners. Because whenever they see you in the class, they say, this is one of us. It's in our rank. Because most of us use students. I know amen is hard from your mouth. I'm not begging anybody to say amen. But you know yourself. Are you with me? It is because you are not truly converted. It's because you are only baptized in Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ alone, you did not truly repent of your sin. Are you following me? But you know better. It is because the Holy Ghost does not paint. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost will not make you to paint. Because painting the lid is contrary to the word of God. It's worldliness. It is the behavior of the women of the world. Are you a woman of the world? But God wants to make you a reader of God. Amen. You may even stop painting. You may still be wearing what you call your leggings. Nobody knows. But you know it's between you and God. You may not like this portion of the message. There's nothing I can do about it. It's left in your laps. Are you with me? But we are speaking about Jesus being raised to give unto us eternal life. Amen. Jesus did not shed his blood for nothing. It's for a worthy cause. Amen. Are you there? So you want to make your stand for Christ? Make your stand for Christ. And stand there. Amen. I think I had the song this morning, the sister song. Making allegiance for the Lamb. A true allegiance. Allegiance. What is it? No. Allegiance. It's one most principle. Allegiance. Ileri. Hey, I promise. From this day on, I'm coming to the altar to surrender my life to Christ. Remember, your heart is your altar. You may come here 100 times every Sunday. It will do you no good until the life of Christ is seen in you. And people will know that something has already happened in your life. Amen. That is, if you want to amount anything with God, come to Christ. Surrender fully unto Him. Amen. The title of our preaching is The Mighty Conqueror. God bless you. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. So they were Jesus was with them now, but they couldn't see him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 52 now. Let me see. Notice. And so they went along thinking. He appeared to them and walked with them, and they didn't recognize him. Because earlier on, the Bible said, and their eyes were holding. Amen. The Bible said, but Jesus must have put his hands behind like this, talking with them, so that if he was demonstrating to them, they would see, they might notice the scar in his hands. Are you there? Put his hand at his back and was talking with them, and things like that. Talking with them, and they could not recognize him. Listen. Why? I mean, why? There has been many times God has walked right with you and you didn't recognize it. Who kept you from that accident the other day? That wreck. Are you there? Who kept you from that wreck? Amen? Why? No. Who did this? I mean, who did that? Why? No. Who was in out there in the hospital where the doctor said, well, there aren't hardly anything, no more I can do. And you got well. Who did that? Where did it come from? You didn't recognize it, but it was His grace. It was He that did these things for you. Jesus does not forsake His own. You hear me? Jesus does not forsake His own. He's always there with them, daytime, nighttime. Because the Bible tells us to know the angels of the Lord and come round about them that fear Him. I don't want to go into testimonies here. Just bear with me. There was a sister that had TB. And while the prophet and the wife, they went to the hospital and prayed, God, the prophet saw a vision of the sister. And Father, she will get back home. Amen. And she was healed. And was discharged. Prophet said, because this woman was a nice girl, prophet saw himself eating a pie in pie, holding it in his hand. He said, God said, you know. So they sent for the doctor now, and the statement of the doctor is, somebody else must be here besides the specialist. That is our goal. Until the time of somebody has come, there is nothing the devil can do about it. Even if your enemy is wishing you die, to die, you cannot die until your hour comes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But let me go further into it and give this testimony here. Prophet mentioned about your sister here and her daughter, which you have asked for one time or the other. This sister gave this testimony to the prophet. Please kindly go to paragraph 76 now. Mrs. Reese, if she's present, she was telling me here recently, her and her daughter were going over the river. And this poor old woman begging on the corner. She had a dime to get back on, so to get back on. So she passed by. This old woman was there on the street begging. And the Holy Spirit said to her, go back and give that poor old woman that time. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Why? She said within herself, oh, it is all I got to cross the river. He said, I am the Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God still speaks to His children. She went back and said, sister, forgive me. Put her arms around her, said, the Lord told me to come back and give you this dime. Then the daughter said, mother, how are we going to get home? She said, that is up to God. We can walk the street, maybe. And they turned around walk about a half city block from there, just before they get to the station, to where they were to get on earth. Her daughter said, look here, mother. Here lays the dying on the street. Are we taking it to heart? Is God speaking to us? No answer? All right. What was it? Christ. Amen. Who rescued you from that wreck the other day? Who raised you from that terrible accident? It is Christ. Amen. Who told you you will not be crippled? It is Christ. Amen. When you fell down that day, who raised you up? Does not broke your leg or fracture? Have you had fracture? Who did it? Christ is always present. He still speaks to his children today. Go ahead. Who was that? What was that? Christ is with you many times, and you don't know it. That's it. Just follow the way he leads you. Amen, amen. Where he leads me, I will follow. I will go with him all the way. Through valleys and dark shadows, he will be with me every day. It is his promise. I will never leave you alone, nor forsake you. I will not only be with you, I will be in you till the end of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So when Jesus met with them now, he had them talking. Say, why are you so sad? Why are you talking along the road? Then Cleopas now, he said, are you a stranger in Jerusalem and you don't know what has happened there these days? Jesus replied, what things? About Jesus of Nazareth. The one that we have the hope was to save Israel. The one that we put our confidence in. Our leaders has conspired together and they have killed him. They have made him on the cross. And today, some sisters in our company, amen. It is good to keep company of believers. Brothers and sisters, students, young and old, men and women, boys and girls, may God help us. Some sisters of our company, they made us to be, we were surprised. They were even telling us that, you know, they saw visions of angels that is risen from the dead. And when some of our brothers too, they went on the grave, they couldn't see him. Oh, remember they were so confused, they were broken hearted. And Jesus said, oh, fools and slow of heart to understand all that Moses and the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ ought to suffer all these things and be entered into glory, to his glory. Hallelujah. Because of you, because of me, he suffered. He has entered into his glory. Amen. I started stretching, talking to them. He must have referred them, to John, to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, about the promise, of the seed of the woman. Amen. He must have talked to them about, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and Isaiah 6, and so on and so on and so on like that. He must have spoken to them about Malachi 3, and so on and so forth. He must have spoken to them about Jeremiah. Everything that spoke about the Messiah coming, must have presented these things to them. And the thing was a registry. It was registry. A whole day's journey. As they were going. We were just telling them scriptures upon scriptures of Moses and the prophets. All that has been spoken about the Messiah. Is it not possible for Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? He was giving them these scriptures. Amen. And he was getting to evening time. And he presented as if to say he will move on ahead of them. And they constrained him. Amen. He walked with them. He walked among them. Then he had been with them for 3 years and a half. And then still they didn't recognize him. God help us. Praise be to God. So on that day now, the Bible said, and they constrained him. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Let me see. Praise the Lord. And they constrained him. Yes. Please, can they go to paragraph 98, please? 96. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you there? All right. 96. That is what he did, okay? Let me read something here. Notice, and he made like 97, 90, 95 here. Notice, and he made like he will pass by. That somebody see an old man there in the audience. You with heavy, with heart trouble, mother, you will be with the cancer that is going to die. You know you are going to die. You say, well, I've been a Christian all my life, Brother Brown. Why would it happen? I've asked him. Are you following that? Somebody is asking the audience. That woman was saying, speaking to you, have cancer. Somebody is now saying, I've been a Christian all this number of years. Why should this thing happen to me? You see, I asked him, I asked Jesus. But maybe he just meant like he was going to go by. That is what he did to Cleopas and then. Amen? He knew all the time he was going in. He knew all the time he was going with them. So he said, they act like he was going back, and they constrained him. Come in. We love you. Amen. That is the way. Come in and abide with us. Praise the Lord. Can you do that today? Can the Methodists do that? The Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Nazarenes, the Prickly Holiness, the Catholics, the Lutherans, can you do that? Regardless of what your church says, come in and abide with me this resurrection morning. Come and abide with us.
Amen.
Praise be to God. When Christ, you invite him into your home, into your family, if you welcome him, oh man, no matter what is happening around you, you may think that he has forgotten you. No. May God help us. He does things to see where you are standing, where I am standing. He has never asked unless you receive. Amen. Could you get that statement? You can never ask Jesus, but you will receive. Amen. He said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and shall be opened. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, he shall be opened. Has he ever failed? God bless you. And he can never fail. Because it's not a failure. It's not a disappointment. Amen. Amen. If you desire it, according to my will, ask the Father anything in my name. If it's in line with my will, I will do it. Is that not the promise? Oh, God help my brother, God help my sister. But, oh my, he turned and came in. Hallelujah. Walk into the little hut. It might have been a little adobe, just a little brick, mud brick house. Like in the villages in those days. It is this modern day that they are now building even fantastic buildings, even building upstairs, in villages. In those days, we know what we are talking about. If the thing is not even balanced at all, may God help us. That is the house. You go to the north, you see that just, they call it a hut. H-U-T. Hut. Ahere. Are you following me? Nobody said, that is where Jesus, this is where these disciples were going. And Jesus didn't even mind where it was. So far, they invited him in. Praise the Lord. May God give us something from there. And there is never a place too little that there is never a job too small. There is never a person too rejected by the world. There is never a woman too falling. There is never a man too drunk. But he will come when he is asked. Praise the Lord. Suddenly, ask him and find out. May I say this, leaving it for that, for last. There is never a person who is too sick. Never a person who is too far gone. Ask and you shall receive. Let me come in. Make my abode with you. I would like to talk to you a few minutes. Hallelujah. And they invited him. He came in, and when once inside, and the doors of the wall shut out alone with Jesus, there you are. If he can get you to yourself once, if he can only get you away from the crowd, the pleasure-seeking crowd, if he can only get you away from the doubters that says the days of miracle is past, if he could only ever get you away from the people that says there is no more feeling of religion, the heartfelt religion that our fathers bled on the battlefront. There is nothing to it. If he can ever get you alone one time, all your ideas shut outside, he could ever get a group of people together like that, there will be a repeat of Pentecost. He could ever get a church like that, there will be a revival that will speak the nation. Get alone with him. Amen. While he was alone, the doors shut, the wall outside, he picked some of the bread and he broke it. And just the way he did it, they knew it had to be him. Their eyes were open. They had talked to him all day. They had heard him preach along the road throughout the journey of the heat of the day. But when once he made himself known to them, their eyes came open. It's still the same here this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, if you could only get this group of people at this hour, if you could only get you to a place alone where you wouldn't say, I am sitting by the Methodist this morning and I'm a Baptist. Why? You mustn't do that. You must shut the wall. You must shut the wall out. Shut the other people out. You must walk alone with Christ. If he ever gets you alone, then your eyes come up and say, why? It was him all the time. Praise the Lord. That is what he wants to do to the individual here this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's close with this. Paragraph 106. Here it is. Get it. Christ at the first resurrection and made himself known to these apostles by something that he did when he was here on earth to prove to them that he was risen from the dead. And it was he is under the same obligations to move this morning in this tabernacle to do things that to do things here in this church this morning that he did when he was here on earth. In the same manner, he is obligated to say to know. He's obligated the same way he had to act when the same crisis arises. That is the same God that is in our midst this morning. We are two or three are gathered together in my name. There I will be in their midst. He said this one. Do you believe at all? Do you believe that he's here? If we continue, we'll not be able to finish it. But let's just stop here. May God bless our soul. Hallelujah. He's here to meet with you this morning. Are you ready to forsake your idea? Are you ready to forsake to die to your own thinking? Are you ready to believe that you know he's here? That you know whatever I ask him this morning, he's there to give it to me? May God help us. Have you recognized that he's here with us? Each time we gather, it is his promise that we are two or three are gathered together in my name. There I will be in their midst. He's the mighty conqueror that ever lived. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want us to stop here this morning. Let us bow our heads. Hope you're not making a tradition. And it is not a tradition. Or you may say it's just tradition. But when we see the woman did that, that's why we do the same also. What is your need? What is your problem this time? Before the Almighty God. Can you recognize his presence with you? Since he has been speaking to you each time, we say, Lord Jesus, help me this morning. Can you behold the mighty conqueror? Can you see his suffering for you and me on the cross of Calvary? Think on this thing, brother. Think on this thing, sister. Think on these boys and girls. Think on these things. Think on these things. Is here this morning to save the situation in your life, to solve the problems in your life. What do you come to church? What is your motive? What's your objective? Yet the woman was speaking to us. We come to church, what we come for? To come and talk about business. You forget about the purpose. Why do you come to church? Why do you pray? If you really pray through at all, you really pray and pray through at all, for the minister, for the deacons, for the song leader, for everyone at the post of duty, you'll be talking, coming to church, you'll be talking about business, talking about this and talking about that. May God help us. Has he been working with you all day long? Never recognize him. He's here this morning. Let's meditate on these things. Jesus, the great and mighty conqueror. God bless you. Put these things in our heart. And meditate upon these things in our heart. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ sealed the hope of Christian life. It's a blessed assurance anchored in the souls of his children. I commit you all into the hands of the Almighty God myself. I You Almighty God, we take these things and write their place in the heart of each and every one of us. As I invite the associations.
I hope we are committing ourselves to God based on what we have heard. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing the word of God. If what we have heard is the word of God, then it's your turn to speak back to Him, whether to appreciate Him for conquering everything on your behalf and victory is handed over unto you and you are enjoying the liberty and the victory of God. And if there is any mountain before you or whatsoever that you are battling with, let it be known to you that it has already been conquered. You only need faith to accept your deliverance, faith to enjoy the liberty that God has given to you because He has paid for it. When He said it is finished, it just means it is finished. If there be someone that would like to remember the prayer, will you just lift up your hand to God as we commit ourselves to Him? Gracious Eternal Father, we want to thank you very much for your word that we have just heard, the mighty conqueror. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because the battle we could not fight, you fought it for us. And you conquered everything. You conquered sin, you conquered the world, you conquered unbelief, you conquer sickness, you conquer the grave, you conquer hell, you conquer the devil, you conquer everything that needed to be conquered, and you are giving unto us the victory. Just as we have heard, that was just why you did not come off the cross, because you say you have power to lay your life down and to take it back again. You never do it until it was time for it. And we are grateful unto you, Lord, because you thought of us. That's why you yielded yourself to go to Calvary. That's why you surrender yourself for the torture that you went through. When you look at it approaching unto you, you said, if it be possible, that this cup will pass over your head. See, but not according to your desire, but let the will of the Lord be done. And the will of God has been done. He has been crucified. He has died. And He rose again according to the scriptures. And He's sitting now at the right hand of the majesty on high, expecting that all His enemies be made His footstool. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the work of redemption. Lord, many of us, most of us, of course, all of us who are born in sin come to the world speaking lies. We are born defeated. We are helpless. We are locked up by Satan in sin, shame, and unbelief. But Lord, you came for us and you died for us. And you set us free from the house of prison of the enemy. We thank you for the victory you have given unto us, whereby we are rejoicing in your salvation. We are rejoicing in your victory. We are rejoicing in your liberty. We are rejoicing in the peace you are giving unto us. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your word that has gone in this way, O Father, Lord, and a couple of testimonies that we also had along with it. Dear Father, up till now, you are still doing great things. You are still doing wonders. you still raise the dead, you still heal the sick, you still deliver the oppressed, you still do great and mighty things, you still meet needs, oh God. Lord Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We bless you, Heavenly Father. We are asking, Lord, that, Lord, you will lift up the faith of each and everyone, oh God. Lord, for whatsoever need we may have as individual, may you lift up our faith, oh God. Give us the grace to be able to ask with faith without wavering. Because you say we should ask and we shall receive. We should seek and we will find. We had it read back unto us, Lord, your prophet quoting the scriptures, Master, that anyone that ever asks him, he always receives. Lord Jesus, may we ask in faith. Lord Jesus, we pray you take away doubt from everyone, Father. Take away unbelief. Take away double-mindedness. Give unto us, O God, a heart of revelation to serve you without any distraction, to serve you with all devotion, with all humility, with all fear and trembling. Help us, dear Father, to lay every other thing down and serve you and put you first, Lord, in all our life journey. Grant it, eternal Father. If there be people here that are not yet filled with your spirit, which is, O God, the summary of Christianity, and that is the purpose you went to Calvary, Lord, to die so that you might impart your spirit back on those that believe in you, which is the earnest of our resurrection. I pray, dear Father, that you will send that spirit upon your children this morning and quicken, Lord, the seed in the life of each person. Lord, that we might serve you in spirit and in truth. Grant it, King of glory. Those who are sick in their body, may you raise them up, O Father. May you send your spirit to quicken the mortal body and bring everyone to good and perfect health. Let it be there, Father. Whatsoever need your children have, those that came to the altar, those that have their hands up, oh Father, for one thing or the other, you are God that seeth beyond our physical emotion. But this is just an act, oh God, of expression of our faith and of our conviction. I pray you will minister to the needs of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. May this word never pass the head of any of us. Lord, may your spirit water it down in our heart, oh Father. And as we meditate on it, oh God, may it bring us to full deliverance, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Your servant, you have made yourself wonderfully. May you bless and replenish him. May you lift up the horn of his ministry, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you for, Lord, helping us to enjoy your presence in this wonderful way, Lord. Thank you, Father. Be with us as we dismiss shortly. And Lord, give us good time this afternoon as we wait for the second service or the last service of the day. May it be a blessing unto us also. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We are grateful to God for the blessings we have received from His word. Trust that these blessings will be permanent in our life. I want to commend the projector people for a good job. With God bless you. The sermon that is being read is not the same paragraph with the one on the system. Quite many paragraphs apart, and he has to quickly search and it was a very good job. God bless you. I saw Papa Abiyu. I don't know when he came in. God bless you, sir. You're welcome, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir. All of us left our own folks, whether we come regularly or we don't come regularly. You know, sometimes some people may come, not this year and come another 5 years, but it's unfortunate, but may the Lord be our help. You see, this journey is an individual affair, as we have just heard. An individual affair. The prophet said that have confidence in someone that will fall and rise again. He said, but someone that will fall and stay there, so I don't have confidence in such a one. May the Lord be our help. Even sometimes when some people make one small mistake here and then things go wrong, instead of them to rise up and whatsoever, they just lie down their lifeless for ages. And some of that will fall even more than that one, and rise up and continue the journey since. May God be merciful unto us. I was telling somebody one time when he was trying to make promise. I said, are you still believing yourself? I said, in case you are still believing yourself, don't think anybody is believing your promise again. All those promises, they are cock and bull stories. Promise that you have made times without number, that you never stand by one word of it. That one I promise. May God be merciful unto us. As I point to Brother Olafemi, he's not the one. You see, preachers, you can't understand us. So sometimes it's not the where the preacher is facing that the thing is meant for. If you follow pointing of hand, you will miss road. I just use that one to demonstrate. Brother Olafemi never made any promise, as far as I know, that I did not keep. I just demonstrated. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. The Lord has dismissed us early. We'll be meeting. May I say this on account of, because we have visitors with us, our own style of preaching, maybe it doesn't go with the way denominations do. Okay, I think the visitors are not even here on seat, they have left. So I don't need to. What I wanted to say is that if you come in listening, you always have the opportunity to ask questions. If you don't understand anything, you can always meet any of the officers that you have seen walking around, and then they will take you to the right person that will help you concerning your question. God bless you. Hymn number 91.
Yes, Lord, I have started to you.